Head coach Tom Ceritori now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, that first period was not a very good one, I didn't think, but boy, that third period, you guys played phenomenal.
No, you know what? After we killed that penalty off. After we killed off that five-minute major, I thought we responded great, Schultze. I did. I was proud of the guys, and that was a gutsy effort.
You only got six shots in the third period, but you made the most of them.
You know what, though, Schultze? We might only got six shots, but we controlled the play. We cycled the puck. Every time they got the puck in the neutral zone, they had to line change. You know what? So I don't care. I don't know how many shots we had, but we played extremely well. We possessed it. We controlled the third period, so it doesn't matter.
That begs the question, why not for the whole game? But the other team's got something to say about that,
well,
too.
Yeah,
they played great in the first period, I thought.
Well, whatever. Yeah, again, maybe we played bad. You know, maybe they played great. Maybe it's a combination of a lot of things. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm no mind reader. All I know is, again, we had a gutsy effort, and I don't want anything to be taken away from the effort of the guys. You know, the plays they made and the game plan, obviously, from the second period, the end of the second period on. So they should be, again, they should be slapped in the back for what they did and what they accomplished.
I thought all of your freshman forwards especially played maybe the best part of their game there in that third period.
Hey, we all did. I don't know. You know what, Schultze? I don't want to sit there and talk about individuals. That was a collective effort, and that's what I want to talk about.
How about there in overtime, the couple of saves Michael Bitzer had to make?
Yeah, and Johnson, too. And Johnson, too.
He did.
So, again, they can talk on their radio station about the saves that Johnson made, too.
Like you said, you don't have a crystal ball, but I would assume that going forward here a performance and an effort like this has to do you some good down the stretch, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know if it will or won't either. I don't have a crystal ball again. That's going to be the quote of the night. But, you know, it was just a gutty effort, and we'll worry about Ferris State on Monday.
Defensively, I thought you did a pretty darn good job tonight, too.
Absolutely, we did. I thought we minimized the number of grade A opportunities. Again, we were, we didn't have hands and we didn't have feet early on. We didn't, and we were we played flat-footed. But our goaltender made some big saves, kept us in there. And then as the game wore on and we gained some momentum by killing some of those penalties off, especially that five-minute major, we kind of caught fire, I thought.
I was thoroughly enjoyed sitting about 100 feet above the ice. What was that third period like in that bench?
Oh, it was nuts. And again, was that a contact to the head, that last hit? On the buzzer?
Being up here so far, I can't tell.
All right.
And I haven't seen a replay of it.
All right.
Best of luck. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Again, as a coach, you are happy when your team performs. And Bemidji State, boy, they performed well here. Third period in overtime, 2-2 is the final score here tonight.